want you to open your Bibles to a very familiar scripture. Very familiar story. But a different look. Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel. I'll be picking out of the first verse, first chapter, but I want to magnify something in the second chapter. So if you would open your books there, I believe that your book will open up in the first and the second chapter when you get there. 1 Samuel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And when you find it, we're going to ask that you would stand for just, I'm going to read a few verses, but I'm going to pick out of the first chapter. When you find it, say 1 Samuel, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. And we were going to read just a few verses of the second chapter. And when you find it, say amen.
Amen.
The word of God reads as thus, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. My horns is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither there any rock like our God. Talk no more to exceed proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. You may be seated. I'd like to pull out something out of one of the verses in the first chapter. And Hannah's within her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. And then Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. And I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to put this vow out that she made. Jumping back up to the 11th verse. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if will indeed look upon my affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Right out of that verse, I'd just like to pull out a topic on today, just to give you a thought on today. Just give it just that simple. Just give it back. Now, can you say it with me here? Just give it back. You know, it's hard sometimes to give something back when somebody gives you something. You know, they gave it to, it's mine. So why should I give it back? It's mine. And a lot of times that's something hard to do. And all God is asking of us is give it back. Give it back. Just give it back. Now, Hannah was a woman. This is the backdrop of the story. She was married to Elkanah. And he was married to two women. One was Peniah and Hannah. Now Peniah was able to bear kids, and she was just throwing it all up in Hannah's face. She was like, you can't give him what I can give him. Now sometimes, you know, your worst enemy is the ones that's right in your own home. Let me say that again. Sometimes your worst enemy is right there in your face, and you can't even see them. You know why? Because we're so blind to see the enemy right there in our face. Oh, God. But Hannah said, listen, Lord, I'm a vow of vow to you that if you give me this child, I'm going to give him back all the days of his life. And the reason why America is in the situation we're in now is because we stopped giving our kids back to the Lord. I was talking to my sister on the other day, and she was telling me, we got into a very emotional dialogue with, I was in a very emotional dialogue with two of them. And my when this was the oldest one talking. She said, you know, I had a problem with covering my son. I had him too close to my heart. Everything that went on concerning him, I was just, you know, too close to him. I wanted to cover him so much, smothered him so much that, you know, if he had a cut, I had to take care of it. If he fell down, I had to pick him up. If he was having a hard day, I had to be there for him. And she said, God spoke to her and said that you got him too close to you. You got to turn him loose and give him back to you. Lo and behold, she obeyed the voice of the Lord. And she said she stopped worrying. She stopped getting headaches from worrying about him. She stopped getting, you know, heartaches from worrying about him. You know, she stopped getting, you know, anxiety attacks from worrying about him. She stopped, because you can't do nothing about it anyway. If your child is not in your presence, what are you going to do? Somebody pick on, oh, God, you just come show me where they at. We're going to deal with it. And what does God say? Because a lot of times we get into God's business. God says, and I just love that truth, vengeance is mine. Now you're going to take care of God's business. And God says, listen, hey, you stepping out of bounds. You got out of your lane. You getting ready to have a car wreck because you're not in your lane. But we want to handle it ourselves. And here Hannah said, if you give me him, hallelujah. And I guess God must have knew that if he had blessed her with a child, Hannah would have probably walked around in her house saying, yeah, Peniah, I'm going to give my child more than you gave yours. You know how we do it. Come on, y'all. I'm going to show you how to treat a child. Because yours just running around here doing nothing and messing about, and I'm doing all the cleaning. But mine's, we're going to clean. We're going to make sure this house is right. We always want to show up somebody else. But God says, give it back. And the same thing, like the Bible says in Romans, the 12th chapter, I believe it's the 12th chapter, he says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God. What are you going to give him? I'm going to go, no, sister, I'm going, I got money in the bank. I'm going to give a check. I'm going to just leave it blank. I'm going to tell him to fill out the zeros because I think I got enough money that, you know, can get me. I can get by that scripture. I can get by it. Can I get by it? He says, present your body as a living. All he's saying is give it. Give it what? Come on, talk to me, Brother Chody. I'm going to talk to you. What is he saying? He's saying, give it back. Brother Joe, you've been slow. I'm going to talk to my brother Steve here. Brother Steve, what is he saying there? He's saying, give it back. He said, I don't care if you got, you know, you got three girlfriends on the side. He said, I don't care if you got several kids over there. He said, I don't care if you got a bank full of money. He said, I don't care if you're driving the finest job, car in Jersey City. But what we do is we say, hold up, God. Can we talk a little bit? Can I keep this and just give you that? How about, Lord, how about all of, Lord, you know I'm good with my hands. Because my mouth I can't control. I need my mouth. I need to tell somebody off tomorrow. But I'll give you my hands today. I'm going to come clean the church. So we like to hold things back. But God says, give it back. Hallelujah. And Hannah said, listen, God, I'm going to give it back. But what I like about this story here is when she gave it back, her prayer was so, it was so powerful. It just stuck out to me so powerful. When she went and she prayed, she said, Lord, I pray. And she said, my heart rejoiced. See, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you ain't got no joy, See, somebody been reading that word. And what they do, see, what happens with us, we can read the word, but what God says, that word, you got to hide it in your heart. Because one day you're going to need that ammunition. What good is having a 45, Brother Jody, if you ain't got no bullets? Or you doing this, you know, you faking it. Yeah, you mess with me, yeah. And somebody, one day they're going to call your bluff. They're going to say, yeah, well, you know, I think I can take him. I think I can draw quicker than him. You know, so the same thing with our salvation. One day somebody going to step to you and say, brother, you ain't living right. What you going to do now? You going to give it back or you going to keep it? Nah, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to be stubborn out here. So what? And God says, give it back. Don't let nothing, and we do, don't let nothing come before you and your God. Hallelujah. Because when you start letting the job get in front of you, God said, I can't bless you. And when you start letting your family get there in front, he said, I can't bless you. When you start letting those old automobiles and that money and that lifestyle that you want to hold on to get in front of God, God says, I can't bless you. And I just believe that Hannah mindset at first, because she was coming to God and she was frustrated and she was angry and she was sorrowful and her heart was broken and she was like, listen, you need to give me a child. And until she came to God the right way, until she made up her mind that this child that I want, God, I'm not selfish. This child that I want, I don't want to keep him to myself. I just want you to show me that you are God and God alone. Hallelujah. And God blessed her with that. And when she came to God in her prayer, she said she rejoiced in the Lord. And she said, my horns is exalted in the Lord. But this is the part I like here, right here. Y'all look at this right here. You got to see this right here. She said, my mouth is enlarged over my enemy. Now, what did the word of God says about your enemy? He said, I will make him. Oh, y'all don't want to. Y'all want to keep your enemies all up, you know, beating you upside your head and kicking you to the side and telling you no good and telling you to stay in sin. Because that's what he does. And then he walks away laughing at you. He said, yeah, see, that was an easy fix there. You know, they was going to give him up, but I whisper in the ear. They was going to go to church today and totally surrender, but I whisper in the ear. They was going to give that sacrificial offering, but I whisper in the ear. They was going to make a stand today, but I whisper in the ear. And God is just saying, just give it back. You know how sometimes, you know, you give somebody something and you want it back. And you say, and you ain't, you know, you got to tell them a whole story. But all you got to do, just give it back. I gave it to you, give it back. Why do I have to give you a whole story about giving you what you're supposed to give me back? And God is saying, why do I have to go all around the corner just for you to give your life back to me? You just wasting your time. You just shortening your blessing. God says, yes, I got a blessing for you, but I can't give it to you. Because first thing, you got to give it back. And I like the story of Abraham because, see, Abraham was the father of faith. And God spoke to him and said, get thee out from thy kindred and go to a land where I'll show you. It took faith to do that. But he had to give up his whole family. He had to give up everything that was his, where he was living, and go to a place where God wanted to take him. Same situation with us. When we give up our lives to Christ, it's uncertainty. It's an unknown territory. It's a place we don't know nothing about. But God will lead and guide us there. Because what happens is when we make that total change, our friends, so-called friends, they start talking about you. Our family members, because they know you best, they start throwing darts at you. Here she come again, trying to be a holy roller, trying to serve God. I know what she's like. I know what he's like. They will always bring up your past. But you notice one thing? They will never talk about your future. Know why? Because they don't know your future. They don't know what God has in store for you. Matter of fact, you don't even know, Brother Steve. But I'll tell you one thing. When Abraham went to offer up Isaac, and he was true to God, and God said, hold up, there's a ram in the bush. Now, Abraham didn't know that there was a ram in the bush, but God knew. See, Dominic, you don't know that God's got a blessing beyond your situation. He's got a blessing, but you can't see it. But if he showed you it, you might go ahead and get that blessing and then go back to the same. He's going to bless you, but he's not going to bless in the mess. Let me say that again. A lot of times we think that we can get something from God in a mess. You yourself don't even like to bring somebody to your house if it's in a mess.
Oh, you better preach.
You and your little mind, minute mind, don't want to do it. How do you expect my Heavenly Father to do it? How do you expect him to bring you a blessing in your mess? Now, I know Anna was in a mess. She was in a mess. But God knew that if she keep on, and Hannah kept on praying, and Hannah kept on praying, and when God blessed her, she honored what she said. She honored. She told her husband, Elkanah, he said, listen, I can't take my child up there because he's too young. Let me wean him. Let me give him enough strength where he won't need the bottle anymore. And I'm going to bring him up to the Lord, and he's going to be there forever. Hallelujah. And now, and she honored that. But after she seen how God blessed her, she went and praised God. Hallelujah. She went and praised God in praising her. Her mouth enlarged. You know how yesterday's, the days of yesterday's, when the mothers would get up and sometimes the deacons would get up and they would say, if I had 10,000 tongues. Hallelujah. So she didn't have 10,000 tongues, but she enlarged her mouth and she said, hallelujah. And I guess Eli probably was there and he was like, oh, before when you was on the altar, all I seen was your lips moving, but wasn't nothing coming out. Now you at the altar, you had, you thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. God, you're wonderful. Hallelujah. I don't know what to pray, but I know that God delivered. Thank you. Oh, God, I don't know what to say, but I know I can just say thank you because he delivers. Hallelujah. He delivers. sometimes, you know, you imagine. I said, Hannah got on that altar. She said, my son is here too. I'm gonna stay. I'm not leaving. I'm not ready. I'm not in a rusty leave service today. I'm staying here. Hallelujah. You know how sometimes you get to service, you say, oh man, what time is it? Good Lord, that's because you didn't give it back. God blessed you all week.
He allowed you to go on the job, and he allowed you to work and obtain
finances, and allowed you to get this and get that, and you didn't, you know, even if you got sick down through the week, he allowed you to make it here, and he touched you. So Hannah enlarged her praise. Her praise was quiet. See, sometimes when you come to the Lord, you know, and I'm talking to the babies in Christ, you come to the Lord, you might feel a little out of place because, you know, you're not used to hearing your sound of hallelujah. You're not used to hearing yourself saying thank you. You're not used to hearing yourself saying glory because those are something that you really didn't even use in your life. So you do like Hannah, you breathe it, but you saying it, and you God says, give it back. Let me hear it now. See, Hannah said, I breathed it the last time I was here, but oh God, you allowed me to just ring it out. You allowed me to enlarge my mouth to just say thank you. Oh God. And God says, you know, it's not hard. It's easy. It loves the Jesus that's in you. And so it makes it easy to love one another. See, what makes it hard when you don't have Jesus in you?
Right.
I said, what makes it so hard when you don't have Jesus in you? So you're fighting against the law. But Hannah breathed and her prayer was enlarged. And she rejoiced in her salvation. And she went on to say that there is none holy as the Lord. And there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock. I said, neither is there any rock like our God. What's the songwriter says? Lead me to the rock that is oh. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So in order for me to get to this rock, I'm going to have to give it back. And I know sometimes it's hard to give up something that you've been carrying and you've been owning all these years. And you said, it's not easy, Ella Lawrence, for me to get out of this one. The word of God says, give it to me, and I'll bear it. Ooh. And I think a lot of times we don't understand what that means. When he says, I'll bear it, let me give you an example of an earthly bearing. In order to build a house, the foundation has to go in first. When they dig it out, and what happens in our life, God digs it out of us. And then he pours the foundation in you. He pours a thick foundation in that the house, whatever he starts putting on it, will be able to stand. Hallelujah. And God wants you to stand in last and evil days. See, folks think that we got time and think that, you know, we can set up camp here. We're going to stay here forever. This world is not your home. And when you get that in your heart and your mind, then you realize that you got to work on another building. And that building that you got to start working on is the building that God has given you. So when you give it back to him, even though that building might be broken and the windows are shattered and the doors are falling off, because a lot of times when we come to God, we in some of the worst shape that we can get ourselves into. But don't you understand that the God that we serve is able to take off the door that's hanging on your life and put a new door there? Hallelujah. He's able to restore that window that's broken in your life. See, we got to come to grips with ourselves. There's no business. Let me put it this way. The enemy has no business being in our house. If you are a child of God, the enemy has no business being in your house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you have the authority when he comes a knocking. Mother Bash, I know you in there. Mother Bash, open the door. Mother Bash, I know your name. He knows your name. Open the door here. Open the door. But then let me tell you what the saints used to see. The saints of old, they see him coming. They see him coming. They said, all right, we need to pray, saints. We need to pray. Mother starts walking. You say, what's going on here? Young people be like, well, I don't know what's going on. But them old mothers and them old, they knew what was going. They knew what was coming down the pipe. They said, we need to pray. And then the young, I don't know what's going on. But they went to pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, they prayed. And the next thing you heard a testimony.
Hallelujah. Thank
saints
you,
of God, I was on my way to church.
Jesus.
And I tell you, that old slewfoot, they called him old slewfoot back then. They said that old slewfoot got behind me. And before I know it, he reared up his engine. And he went to ram me, but something got stuck and he went in reverse. Y'all don't hear no testimonies like that. I was standing on the corner, saints, and I was walking to church, and out of nowhere, bullets just started flying. One just went past my ear. But look at God. Saints, you know, I got a phone call from the hospital saying that they were saying the last rites on my grandson. And they told me I needed to get up there right away. But I began to pray. And when I got there, they come in with testimonies like that.
Yes.
We come in with testimonies like this, you know. Saints, I had a headache. I seen CBS, I pulled right in there. I didn't know what to take because I wasn't used to taking them. So I said, you got anything for a headache? They said, yes, we do. They confused me the more because they gave me about 10 different things. And then they told me the side effects. But I took it anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
But we don't plead the blood.
Jesus.
We need to get back to walking by faith. Hannah had to walk by faith. Because let me give you this. Let me plug this in and I'm going to close this in right now. The man of God of yesterday, when you went to him and you said you was having something going on with you, the man of God would get that all. Okay, I'm going to just take this one. Uh-huh. And they would take that. They said, come on, baby. Get on up here. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you go home and you believe God. Because first of all, you had to have enough courage to come to me to ask for that prayer. And you receive that prayer. And what happens is the saints of God respect that man of God. And they walked away like they was healed. And they was healed. Now, when Hannah left Eli, and Eli finally realized that she wasn't drunk on the altar because words wasn't coming out of her mouth, he said, go in peace. And when you tell somebody to go in peace in the Lord, that's just like saying it's already done. Hallelujah. Because what did the word of God say? The peace of God that passes all. I don't understand why he said peace to me, but I heard somewhere in the word of God that the peace of God passes all the understanding that I have. Hallelujah. And so she went. And sure enough, you know, they have a story go. She laid with her husband. And the sun came forth. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, when the man of God tell you something, you better take it. Because let me just put this out there. A lot of times, you know, in this natural realm of walking, when you're working on a job and your boss says, you know what? I'm going to elevate you, Dominique, next month. You walking around with joy, Dominique. Because you believe him that next month I'm going to be in charge. You know, I'm in charge next month. You believe that. Right, it didn't happen yet. But you believe it. Because he said it. Now the man of God tell you, Ella, God had to tell me you're going to be blessed next week above me. Now, you already dealt with your heart, what you're going to do with the measure. But I just confirmed it. Now, you're going to walk out of here. Oh, man, I just can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. That's why when you give it back, you just sit back in anticipation because God's getting ready to bless you. God's getting ready to do something that you yourself is not going to believe. But after he talks to you, you're going to say, God, I didn't see it. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it. But thank you. You'll be like, folks, you'll be going around folks and they'll be like, listen, what's wrong with him? Why are you so happy? Why the glow on him? It's only the glory of the Lord. And when they ask you, that's when you're able to give your testimony. You better sit down for this story here now. You know, because I'm going to tell you how God just blessed me, man. You see this glow here? This ain't no just ordinary glow. This is a glory glow. Oh, God, I got to preach that one. Glory glow. Hallelujah. Thank you. God will give you a glory glow. So give it back, saints. And it's not hard. It's easy. When we give it to God, God knows what to do with it. When we keep it, all we're doing is stumping our growth and blocking our blessing. God's got a door that he wants to open up for us, but we don't want to open it yet. We won't let him open. He said, listen, man, I've been trying to open this door. Man, what's up, Lord? What's your problem? You mean to tell me you love your child more than me? And if your answer comes back yes, he said, you know, I'm the giver of life. I can give life and I take life. Only priests, only people that take their life is fools. People that take their life think that they're, matter of fact, what happens is they tap. I think I just recently heard over New York. This year, 10 cops already took their lives.
Yes.
10 cops. Just go home and say, well, you know, it ain't no use. I might as well go ahead and shoot myself. Let me get rid of this. Let me end this pain. But God is our help and our strength. Why wouldn't you go to that great physician? Why wouldn't you just give it back to him and let him deal with it? Say, shall we stand? Song that I didn't hear lately in the house with my wife. ancestry is free indeed. I'm a child of God. And what I like about when the songwriter says, I'm a child of God, comes back and confirms and says, yes, I am. So when somebody asks you, who are you? You say, well, I'm Wayne Lawrence. Okay, who are you? I'm the son of Mr. Who are you? One thing I like to tell people that I am a child of God. And not just by word only, but by it in action. And that's what we have to do. When we give our life to God, we give it in the action. Humble, we come humble. Gotta come humble. Gotta come humble. Gotta come humble. Gotta come humble. So maybe this one, after hearing the word of God, said, Lawrence, you know, I gave my heart to the Lord, but I didn't give him everything. I want to surrender everything. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because when you surrender everything, mm-hmm. I gave this illustration a few years, I think, back. When you surrender to the cops, your hands is on the wall or on the car, they patting you down and they asking you, do you have anything in your pocket that will stick you? You have any needles? Have a knife? Anything that would sharp that would cause me to bleed? Let me know down before I put my hands in your pocket. But God already knows, hallelujah, what's in your heart. So when you come to Him, we can't hide it because we don't display it. Huh, Pastor, when you was doing the Sunday school, you know, Simon was like, he was thinking. And Jesus said, man, I know your thoughts. Come on, I got something against you, Simon. And Simon thought it was good. And he said, well, say on, Lord. Hallelujah. So God knows. He knows our hearts and He knows our ways, because our ways are not His ways. Neither are our thoughts. And He said, I want to alter that now. And He can do it. Why not go straight to the source that can change everything? Instead of going, okay, I need to go see a psychiatrist because my mind, I'm really thinking strange things. Go to God. Hallelujah. Because he can't do nothing for you. And unless God gives him the ability to say the things that's needed to just sustain you just for a little while. But God knows how to clean. He knows how to strong. And then as He do, He comes put new furniture in. And you be like inviting everybody. Come on over here. Let me tell you about my life. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Because I gave it all. So maybe this one, desire prayer. Alongside, you know, I gave it back, but you know, I'm holding on to something. You know, I picked up something on the way. I need to turn in this. God knows how to take it from you, God. Maybe this one. Say, God, show God in the word of prayer.